yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. And olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Faithful friends who are dear to us, if the fates allow, so hang a shining star above the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas.
There we go. Hello, everybody. How you doing? Welcome to a special Tuesday. Tuesday evening coffee talk with CA here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, special evening edition on iHeartRadio. How's everybody doing today? Yay. All right. I have been wanting to Bible teach and give you some helps today. Today, we got a very special coffee talk with CA. Not only do I have the Grinch, who is in the building right now, we're fixing to actually do his intro. I am going to be giving you 10 mighty ways Jesus is your deliverer. Make note of that when we go over these topics, and then share this podcast, okay? We're going to have a little bit of, we played the Christmas song. We're going to do a little bit of Christian comedy with the Grinch. Have him visit for a little bit, play one more song on that, and then guess what? We're going to go through these 10 mighty ways Jesus is your deliverer, and you're going to love it. You actually are. So stand by. Before I do that, though, before I forget, because we're doing this here at Faith Studio 1 this evening here in Fort Worth, Texas, questions, comments, suggestions, email me, guys, anytime. morningsbrewer@gmail.com, morningsbrewer@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brewer Christian Podcast. Check that like button, okay? All right, well, let's get the intro ready. Stand by. The Grinch is in the building.
as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Wow. Now, that was back then, guys. He's had his heart changed since then. He's in the building. He's going to share a little bit of how he got to know Jesus Christ as personal Savior 3 years ago. So let's give him a cheer. Okay, that's just his intro song. Nobody panic. Let's give him a hand clap. What do you say? How about some special, I normally say morning crow. How about some evening crow? Sometimes there's crow out there at night. All right, how about, let's, please don't laugh at him, okay? He's green and, right, okay, yeah, I understand. Now, Charlie, quit whistling at him here at the studio. All right, okay, Charlie, okay. There we go. Drum roll. Fanfare and countdown for Mr.
Ten,
Grinch.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, once a year at least, your friend, my friend, here at Face Studio One in Fort Worth, Texas this evening, the Grinch. Hello, Grinch.
Well, hello, Nancy. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, buddy?
I am doing just fine, and you know what? I'm in a very good mood.
Good. The last time we talked last year, the year before last, I guess it was 3 years ago, you accepted Jesus Christ into your heart. Am I correct?
That's right, in Whoville. The pastor at Whoville was the one that told me about Jesus because I had to soften my heart.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's very important. You got to have a clear heart and you just got to give it to Jesus. He is Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and Almighty God. You know, the presents are nice. The Santa Claus is nice for the kiddos. But Jesus is the reason for what, Grinch?
The season!
There you go. There you go. So what has the Grinch been up to for the past year?
Well, see, I've been helping communities, including Whoville, all across the country.
Wow.
And you know what I've been doing? Because my coat is so green and so warm that I've been helping Santa Claus.
All right. That's awesome. I am so glad Santa was down here in the wee hours of the morning on Sunday praise. If you go back to my podcast, you can hear it. And you know what? He was up here at the studio, wee hours of the morning, because he didn't want anybody to see him. But I should have asked him if the Grinch was helping him.
Well, let me tell you, I do a lot of good deed stuff for him. You know, I used to be an evil one, but then I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart and became a new creature.
That's right. So your witness to everybody out in podcast land and radio land is, if you don't have Jesus in your heart, what do you have?
Right, because I was an ugly person. I did things that I shouldn't do, and this is a rated G podcast, so I don't want to, you know, tell everybody what I did.
That's right. But you went in for a heart change. Your heart was sour, and then you went to Whoville, and the pastor there told you about Jesus.
Yeah, and you know what? They had a manger scene down there, and that's what drew me, and the pastor was standing right there along with the live nativity scene.
How cool is that? Well, that's great, my friend. Well, today, after this next song, I am going to do Coffee Talk with CA. I'm going to give everybody 10 mighty ways Jesus is your deliverer.
That's right, CA. Now, you know what? He did deliver me.
I know. And he can deliver anybody.
That's right. Because he's Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God.
That's right. He sure is. Well, I'm going to let you, since I got a little bit of a lengthier podcast, I'm going to let you tell everybody Merry Christmas. It's always good talking to you, even for a little brief bit. And I've got a special Christmas song by request that a lot of people like to hear. Not one of the number ones next to Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Oh, I know which one it is. I see it right there on your computer. That's right. So you want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas?
Yes, this is a Grinch, and I want to tell you I'm a good Grinch. And you know what? I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas.
Amen. There you go. Thank you, Mr. Grinch. You have a good day, and how about a little Holly Jolly Christmas, my friend, Burl Ives. That's right, and we should have a Holly Jolly Christmas. Burl Ives, what a great song. And You know, I remember kind of growing up, and we'll be sharing probably some of that if I have time this week before Christmas. Some of my Christmas memories that you guys probably don't want to miss, maybe on my next podcast. Well, today on Coffee Talk with CA, this is the final Coffee Talk for the year until 2023, and we kind of change things up a little bit. I'm going to talk to you guys. I'm going to give you 10 mighty ways that Jesus is your deliverer, okay? And he is our deliverer. So number one, if you want to make note and share this podcast, feel free. Your deliverer, and you should always remember this, your deliverer heals loneliness. In fact, make scripture notation in the book of John chapter 5, and you read verses 1 and 9. You know, it talks about the lame man who had been paralyzed for 38 years. He lay down by the pool of Bethesda because many believed that the waters had healing power. But when Jesus encountered the invalid, he asked him, "Do you want to be healed?" The man's answer revealed much more than his physical condition. He said, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool where the water is stirred up. And while I am going another steps down before me." In fact, make notation of that book of John chapter 5, verse 7, and you can read that scripture part. Although surrounded by people, the man was alone. He had no one to help him, no one to care for him. Yes, Jesus healed the man's body. But Jesus did much more for him as well. Jesus shattered his loneliness when the man was lonely. Jesus saw that the man needed when no one else did. And he sees yours. You see, friends, the deliverer graciously confirmed the man's value as a person worth caring about, the way he cares about people like you and about people like me. In fact, if you go to John chapter 5 and verse 8, scripture reminds us on this part, says, "Then Jesus said to him, 'Get up, pick up your mat, and walk.'" Second part is your deliverer removes sickness and obstacles. You know, go to good book of Luke in the New Testament, chapter 4, read verses 38 and 41. "Once when Jesus visited Peter's home, Peter's mother-in-law was sick with a high fever. The scripture tells us that Jesus rebuked the fever and it left her. Immediately she rose and began to serve him." I don't know about you, but whenever I've been sick with the fever, I'm pretty much wrong and just don't feel good. You just don't feel good at all. But can you imagine? Jesus said, "Fever be gone," and it was gone. You see, Jesus' healing was so complete and so thorough that the woman was immediately able to cook and serve. Immediately. And the word spread quickly. Many others in need came to Peter's home, as you well remember in that scripture verse in the part of Luke, seeking Jesus' deliverance. He touched each one. He healed every one of them. You see, Jesus sees you and he knows your needs. He is able to heal illness and remove obstacles thoroughly and completely. In fact, if you go to the book of Luke chapter 4 and verses 40, scripture reminds us at the sunset, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. So the number three to come to a point on your deliverer is your deliverer overpowers demons. Even demons recognize the power of Jesus. Once in the synagogue, when Jesus encountered a demon-possessed man, the demon asked, "Have you come to destroy us?" The demon knew Jesus had full authority not to simply cast it out, but also to destroy it. You see, Jesus delivered the man and many others from demon-possessed and oppression. He still has the power over demons today, and he still delivers you from the grasp. Now, highlight Luke chapter 4, verse 35. "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. "Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down before them and came out without injuring him. you remember in Scripture. Fourth point I want to make is your deliverer neutralizes nature's threats. Go to the book of Mark and you read chapter 4, those short verses of 35 to 41. Sin had broken everything, including nature, weather, and making the world a dangerous place at times. One night, the disciples experienced this on the Sea of Galilee. The wind grew so strong, the waves broke through the boat, threatening their very lives. They woke up sleeping, Jesus, and asked, "Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing?" His action proved his care for them. He rebuked the wind, and immediately the sea calmed. That night, Jesus exploded the disciples' understanding of who he was. You see, Jesus is able to calm every storm you encounter. But until the wind calms, let's keep our focus on him. In fact, highlight Mark chapter 4, verse 39. He got up and he rebuked the wind, and he said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." And the wind died down. It was completely calm. Point number 5, we're about halfway through Coffee Talk with CA. Your deliverer breaks chains. Acts chapter 16, verses 25 to 34. Jesus literally broke Paul and Silas out of prison in Philippi, remember? Picture the scene. It was midnight in the dungeon, and the two missionaries, bound with chains, were praying and singing hymns to God. When God used an earthquake to break the chains and open the doors, though this dramatic event, God saved an entire family and brought glory to himself. You don't have to be locked in physical bonds to be suffering in bondage. There's many kinds of chains, friends, that fill this life, emotional, mental, and spiritual. But no bond is so strong that Jesus cannot break it for you. In fact, highlight that short verse in Acts chapter 16, verse 31. They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." Point number 6 is your deliverer overcomes trials and temptations. Highlight 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 10. Evil surrounds us in this world. Evil has been running amok since Eve visited that certain tree in the Garden of Eden. Evil and the people who penetrate it consistently threaten God's people. The threat is physical and is also spiritual. So in this life, you may encounter evil people who threaten to harm you, evil people who tempt you to join them, but Jesus knows how to rescue the godly from the trials. And that's in the book of 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, if you want to make a notation. We're fixing to read that here in just a bit. Since human history, friends, Jesus has been in the business of overcoming trials and temptations in the lives of people. He is more than able to overcome these in your life. Now, that scripture verse I want to read to you in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, simply says, scripture says, "If this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from the trials and to hold the unrighteous for punishment on the day of judgment." Point number 7, your deliverer strengthens in persecutions. Highlight 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 and 13. Persecution pushed Paul and Barnabas out of the Antioch toward Icon. Not long after they left the Icon under the threat of stoning, only to endure a brutal stoning in the next town. The gospel message generates extreme responses. Some receive it with joy, and others lash out with frank rejection, hate, and even physical persecution. While you may not, see much physical persecution today in America, believers in other parts of the world experience it daily. You may face ridicule, rejection, or even cruelty because of your faith, but you turn to Jesus and he will give you strength. Let me remind you. Turn to Jesus. He will give you strength. You will need it to endure, but also use to glorify in the midst of it. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. And that's just the way it is. Pick up the cross and follow him. You're going to be persecuted and you're going to be made fun of and stuff. That's in highlight it. 2 Timothy, this short scripture verse, chapter 3. I'm sorry. Yeah. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 12. Now, point number 8 is your deliverer frees from bondage to sin. The book of Galatians is a good example. Chapter 5, verse 1. Sin was our master. We were sin's slaves. We have no power to break its hold on it. But Jesus died and changed it all. Our sin debt was paid. Jesus' life redeemed us from slavery to sin. And when Jesus rose from the grave, sin and death lost the power forever. Everyone who has a saving relationship with Jesus has been set what free from the power of sin. Praise God, sin is no longer your master. Again, highlight Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Scripture said, if it was for freedom that Christ has set us free, stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Two more points. Point number 9, your deliverer saves from physical danger. Book of Paul wrote in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 through 11, while traveling in Asia, the Apostle Paul faced circumstances so dangerous and severe. He believed there was no way of escape. He despaired of life itself. 2 Corinthians verses chapter 1, verse 8 says, but yet when Paul felt hopeless, Jesus delivered him. Jesus is able to reach in the most oppressive circumstances and rescue you, even from the very jaws of death. Be encouraged by Paul's example and allow these experiences to foster your other dependence on God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, Scripture says, he has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us again. My last point on Coffee Talk with C.A., your deliverer erases fear of death. Highlight Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, those two short verses. Deliverers often must enter into the danger to rescue those that are in trouble. Jesus, your ultimate deliverer, left the glory of heaven and entered into this broken world to save those who were perishing. He gave his life to save yours because Jesus was willing to take Jesus took, I should say, on this rescue mission. We are no longer have to fear death. Those of us who belong to him know where we will spend eternity. Jesus is able to deliver you in all things and more. However, let us also remember that God, in his infinite wisdom and his great purpose, may choose to leave some of us some things in our lives. For example, your trials and your difficulties refine our purify our faith. Yet Jesus will always deliver us, guys. He will, remember that. Sometimes he delivers us from circumstances, never allowing us to enter into our lives. Sometimes Jesus delivers us out of a circumstance, rescuing people like me and you out of it in our lives. And other times Jesus rescues through thoroughly bringing us to his side in glory. Now, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, I want to read it to you. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all of their lives were held in slavery in the fear of death. So whether Jesus delivers you out, through, he always delivers. Glory, hallelujah, our deliverer is mighty to serve. Amen, amen. And I hope that that helps you on Coffee Talk with CA. The last Coffee Talk for 2022. 10 Mighty Ways Jesus is Your Deliverer. Now I'm going to play a song. This song I get many requests for. I felt it in my heart. It's a celebration, not just Christmas Eve, not just Christmas Day on his birthday, but every day. Susie Joy, the Tabernacle Choir, in closing, happy birthday, Jesus. Amen. You know that song, I was just thinking about old Susie Joy when that song was playing. You know, goodness, I bet she's married by now and probably has children. That was back a long time ago. Susie Joy joining in with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. And if that doesn't melt your heart and make you realize Jesus is the reason for the season. And I just want to close out in a prayer. Last coffee talk again with CA for the year. CA on iHeartRadio. I want to thank everybody for your loyalty and listening in and your thoughts and encouragement. It's been an up and down year for me, as we'll probably be sharing here real soon. But let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we just want to say happy birthday, Jesus. I mean, every day is a celebration. We love you. We thank you for all you do. Pray you be with the ones that are sick. Pray you put a healing touch on them, the ones that are going through trials and tribulations. We all go through that. But you know, we know that you got us in the palm of your hands. And we love you, and keep us all so safe. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. All right, guys. Well, this is CA saddling up. Going to leave Faith Studio 1 this evening. Hope you enjoyed it. And y'all have a great day. Bye for now.